I was interviewed in the bottom of the nurse's home, in Warmer House it was called then, by Barbara Taylor and Miss Brown, who was a theatre sister. And so I started my training. We were called, every like nurse knows their set. It's a bit like everyone from the army knows their number. Every nurse knows. So we were September 82 set, that we started at the end of August. And I did the 6 weeks in school, very much the same, learning to take temperatures and everything. Then we all did either a medical or a surgical ward. And then whichever one, you went back to school and then you switched over. So everybody did medicine and surgery in their first like two placements. Yeah, we did the same assessments before, but yeah, total patient care was, I think, quite early on, and it was a bay of patients. And you had a clinical tutor who used to come to the ward with you. Like, she'd just pitch up sometimes to work with you and, like, teach you, like, whether you were, like, doing the bed baths and everything correctly. And then, yeah, you did your total patient care, aseptic technique, which you had to be in full uniform, and the belts were Velcro, and the Velcro, like, wasn't very good on my belt on the day I did mine, and they didn't want to pass me unless I was in full uniform, so I was praying that this belt would stay on long enough to do the dressing. And then, yeah, the ward management I did with Sue. She got me through that.
Drugs.
So, yeah, like Sue said, you had to know every drug that you were giving out. If you didn't know it, you had to look it up. So you'd have to know, the drugs, the normal dose, the side effects, like, any contraindications. And they'd ask you, like, anything about the drugs on the way around. And when you did nights, you sometimes had to do a ward round with the night sister. She used to pitch up and just say, like, take me around the ward. And without a handover sheet, you had to tell her, like, the patient's name, age, what they've come in for. So it was a bit of a big test. That's always quite scary. But on nights, one nice thing they did was, like, there was a coffee room, and the night sisters used to make you tea and toast at 4 o'clock in the morning. I remember getting sent down there, and I thought I'd done something wrong, and they were like, go down there, like, and I was like, going in there, like, and they were like, would you like tea and toast? Like, yeah. So yeah, training was quite similar. But yeah, nowadays, all the nurses, they apply through university and they do what they call placements. So they get allocated like a ward or an area to work in, and they do a lot more different things than we did. I think we did like the wards, and we did a little community placement where you went out with a district nurse for a few weeks. And for psychiatry, I went to Hill End for a few weeks. And now they go to all sorts of placements. They can go out with the ambulance people. They can go. Some of them go abroad on a like placement. Well, they have to pay their fees, but yeah, they go all sorts of places. It's quite different.
How many people were in your set?
There was 30 in my set at QET, and then there was like about the same in St Albans. And in the middle, we still did that switch where we went to St Albans and switched back again. But yeah, the university courses, there's about 300 start. The dropout rate is massive. I've been told that's because people start thinking it's going to be like Holby City and all a bit of a drama. And really, it's, you have a handover, you give out the breakfast, you wash people. Most days are pretty routine, really. It's not the big drama that people think it's going to be. And they're supernumerary now. Whereas we were like apprentices, so we were like part of the workforce. If you didn't turn up, they were like one man down. Whereas now they're supernumerary.
And did most of your set pass?
Yeah, one girl who, she'd actually kind of fought to do her training, she was deaf, and they took her on and said, like, oh, it's a bit of a trial, and she thought she could actually hear, she had hearing aids, and until she got to theatre, and then because we had masks on, and then she, I don't know if it was just the muffle of the mask, but she then thought, oh, actually I do lip read more than I realised, so she didn't do the whole theatre placement. Yeah, she passed, and she eventually failed her first, because we did the state final exam then. And so she failed the first time, but she resat and passed, and she's now a midwife.
She was very good. But she was a student nurse on Dixwell. And she actually had the initiative that she went out and brought a special hearing aid device that amplified taking blood pressures, because in those days we did blood pressures with a stethoscope, and you trained your ear to hear the volume of the blood and to block out everything else. Well, she had the reverse problem, everything else was sort of blocked out, and she brought that, she got a special stethoscope of her own accord, and she carried a little device around that amplified on the phone. But she was brilliant, because if you had a patient who spoke really quietly, or someone perhaps who'd had a stroke and that, and we couldn't quite understand them, because she could lip read, she interpreted. So she was superb.